Welcome back, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report. I am your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and today we're going to have another entry from the book. We're going to be on hike number 35. Gosh, we're almost to the end. How about that? And we're going to be at the Seney National Wildlife Refuge on their Pine Ridge Nature Trail. And this is going to be a 1.5 mile hike, a little bit longer if you use an alternative entrance. It's going to take you, hour or so, and it's flat. The cool thing is you're at a National Wildlife Refuge, lots of birds. Otters, I've seen otters there, I've seen signs of black bears, and definitely beavers. Probably don't need a map for this one, but you can always pull up the USGS 7.5 Seney topo map. And there is a visitor center, there is signage for the interpretive trail. The refuge has been doing a lot of remodeling and work around the area, so if you're planning on going, I would call ahead to make sure that the trail is accessible. Pets are allowed, and you can get away with tennis shoes and maybe even a decent pair of sandals. So, in the area of Seney, this area is got a lot of swamps. So, also, if you go on the right time of year, you may want to bring some bug spray. All right, let's get underway. Under most circumstances, unscrupulous land speculators, poor logging methods, and failed agricultural practices would not benefit wildlife. Of course, if you were the designer for the Seney National Wildlife Refuge, you would plan to do quite the opposite. Seney's history began in the late 1800s when lumber barons stripped the Upper Peninsula of its magnificent forests. The land was left barren, and fires were deliberately set to burn off the remaining deadfall in preparation for, get this, farming. So a lot of folks were lured to the eastern UP with the promises of rich organic soils. Farmers could dream of making a good living off the land. The swamps in the area, they were drained, and so were the farmers, as it was nearly impossible to raise any sort of productive crop in this area. One by one, farms were claimed by the government for back taxes. Along comes the federal government in 1934 and the Civilian Conservation Corps. The CCC workers toiled in the mosquito-infested wetlands, building dikes and ponds and pounding more than 7,000 acres of water in temporary pools. So rising from the ashes, Seney National Wildlife Refuge. And today it is a premier sanctuary for wildlife of all kinds. On a trip to the Upper Peninsula, you can pack in an incredible amount of wildlife viewing in as little as half a day here. Ice still floats in the many ponds as Canada geese arrive around the first day of spring. Chilly and downright inhospitable, the weather does not deter the other early migrants like sandhill cranes and red-winged blackbirds. And it's still over a month until the visitor center opens for the season. Seney is probably the best place in the UP to view such sought-after icons of the wild as the bald eagle, osprey, and common loon. Scan the treetops for our American symbol and the osprey. Loons are usually seen floating, then diving underwater, seeking out a fishy meal. Late May and early June is peak time to view birds migrating northward, and it is also peak time for mosquitoes as well, so keep that in mind. In the fall, visit at the end of September and early October as the birds are making their way south. Sometimes you can make wildlife viewing as hard or as easy as you would like it to be. So you can slog through the waist-deep water in this wilderness area, or you can view it from the comfort of your car. You have several ways to find wildlife at Seney National Wildlife Refuge. The challenge is finding which method of viewing wildlife suits you best. By far the most popular way is the 7-mile wildlife drive that allows you to keep your feet dry and quickly traverse the area. You use your car as a blind, you scan the numerous marshes and ponds for scores of waterfowl, grebes, loons, black ducks, and wading herons that call this 95,000-acre refuge home. There are several observation decks and plenty of places to park your car for close-up looks of wildlife. Keep your ears open and turn off the car occasionally to listen for birds. They're often heard but seldom seen. American bitterns make a gulping sound, and common snipes fly overhead, taunting you with a laughing sound as if they're mocking you. By foot, here you go. 1.5 mile Pine Ridge Nature Trail, go in search of bears, swimming otters, and of course, singing birds. Take the time to smell the flowers, or at least identify them, as you walk through some of the wetter areas. There are several benches where you can rest, and there are boardwalks to keep your feet dry as you enjoy your walk. Canoeing the Manistique River, either on your own or by hiring an outfitter, allows wildlife viewing that few of the 100,000 annual visitors to Sini actually get to experience. No boats of any kind are allowed on any of the impoundments, so don't even think of bringing your kayak. Although it is tempting to float the Driggs River through the 25,000-acre wilderness area of Sini, officials recommend sticking to the wider Manistique River. Big Cedar Campground and the Northland Outfitters are a couple of places in Germfask, about a mile south of the refuge, that can facilitate your adventure. So your trail today is a circular trail, and it starts and ends at the visitor center. It's flat, traverses some sandy, wooded ridges, and takes you alongside wetlands and ponds. And there are several boardwalks and many wildlife viewing opportunities here. So from Sini on M28, take M77 south 10 miles and turn right into the wildlife refuge. Park at the visitor center, which will be on the right side. The trail starts immediately to the left of the visitor center. So after parking and after viewing the exhibits in the visitor center, turn left as you exit and follow the nature trail sign. Head east on a mowed grass path between two man-made ponds that are filled with assorted wild residents of the feathered, furry, fishy, scaly, and slimy variety. Almost immediately, you're greeted by a trail map. Cross a small footbridge whose underpinnings are clogged with debris courtesy of the local beavers. Look for the lodges along the shores of the ponds to confirm their presence. Even if you see no lodge, the woody vegetation with characteristic chew marks will give them away. At the 0.2 mile mark, you will reach a trail intersection with a do not enter sign on the trail going to the right. So just turn left, head north along another berm bordered on the left by the pond and on the right by an expansive emergent marsh. This is a great place to listen for the throaty glump, 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 glump of an American bittern. Mostly heard and rarely seen, this heron relative has cryptic coloration but a distinctive call. The grass path continues for another 0.2 mile and rises gently and winds northeast through a grove of jack pines for another 0.1 mile. The trail remains wide, and though there are no trail markers, they really aren't necessary. A side trail comes in from the right and intersects your trail. More about that in a minute. Descend slightly through this patch of forest dominated mostly by maturing red pine, turning right into a boardwalk that enters a shrub swamp, which gives way to marsh on both sides of the trail. The floating boardwalk merely sits on the ground, keeping your footing dry as you make a beeline in a west-northwest direction. At 0.8 mile into your hike, the boardwalk starts bending to the left, crosses a bridge, and you'll be back on a sandy ridge forested with red pines and jack pines. Up to this point, your interpretive graphics have been small and simple with basic information about the natural history of the area. Greeting you in the woods is a large panel graphic highlighting the plight of neotropical migrating birds. Because Sini is mostly known for its waterfall and birds of prey, the colorful warblers living in the area take most birders by surprise. With such varied habitats, nearly 30 species can be found at some time of the year at Sini. Continue walking on a ridge through the thin forest, and at 0.9 mile, you'll come to a two-track gravel road. Turn left, following the trail signs, and in 75 yards, veer left onto a grass trail, avoiding walking up the driveway of a private residence. Cross a small footbridge, again clogged by beaver activity, and walk up to the refuge headquarters. Walk towards the flagpole, and you can see the visitor center to your left. And pass by the lookout tower, stay on the pavement, and return back to your vehicle. So about that spur trail, that actually comes in from M77. There is a little roadside park, and you can park there and access the trail that way as well. Also, with all the remodeling going on there, I am probably confident that a lot of the signage has changed, because this was written, of course, 15 years ago or so, and it's probably changed a little bit. But it's a really cool hike. It's really easy. There are also some trails south of town, south of Germfask, I should say. They're ski trails, but they do maintain them as hiking trails. So look for the ski trail entrance. And you can also ride your bikes on all the service roads there. It's flat. It's easy. It's a wonderful experience. And if you ride your bike, you're probably going to have the place yourself, because very few people do that. So Sini has a lot to do there. And most people just think of the wildlife drive, but there's plenty of trails and riding opportunities there. So next time you're in the Upper Peninsula, check it out, Sini National Wildlife Refuge. All right, thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for joining me. And our next hike will be at Tequamanon Falls State Park. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me here on the Michigan Trails Report. Signing out.